happy Monday and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus and had the honor of teaching at our Lewis Center campus yesterday and really got a chance to wrap up this awesome series that we've been walking through called I Have Questions. And throughout this series, we've been trying to really wrestle with this tension of how do we make sense of the Bible when the Bible doesn't seem to make sense? You know, this we try to really reinforce that the Bible is trustworthy, that we can trust the Bible even when it doesn't make sense, even when we have questions, because ultimately we can trust God. And if we can trust God, then we can trust his word. And so as we looked at this kind of the last question around faith and works and the role that they play, that these are things that often, especially in our culture and especially around religion, that we see them and there's a lot of confusion around them, right? Is maybe this question of what do I need to do to get to heaven? Like how can I get to heaven? What gives me any sense of assurance or certainty or confidence that where I'm going to spend eternity? And for many of us, I know it was true for me, and I believe that really what kind of in essence got me to heaven was my works, that I needed to be a good person, that I needed to do good things. And that may be something that you have believed, but maybe you still believe that, that it's by the things that we do that God looks at those, like he looks at our report card, and then he gives us a grade. And depending upon what our grade is, and that, you know, in essence, determines where we spend eternity. But that seems to be kind of what James was saying, that we are justified by our works, not by faith. And it seems to say that was kind of supporting that we are, that we're justified in the Bible is like just if I never sinned. It's kind of a legal declaration. It's kind of guilty or innocent. So what makes us right with God, what declares us right before God, is our works. And that kind of seems to contradict what we see other places in the New Testament where, you know, Paul says in Romans and also in Galatians that a person is not justified by works of the law, but rather by their faith in Jesus. And so that's where this confusion shows up between what's this role that faith and works have with one another. And really, you know, as we've just unpacked that and looked at really the role of faith and, you know, the difference between a living faith and a dead faith, and really what does it mean to have a right relationship with God, and how does that lead us to have right living with God, and the role that those things can play in our lives, that really we don't want to have this competition between faith and works. We're not trying to pit them against one another to say, because when you compete, there's a winner and a loser. And really what we want to see is these are meant to cooperate with one another, because when we cooperate, we're working together. And when faith and works are working together in a right way, it's beautiful, both in our relationship with God and for the kingdom of God, because we begin to see that there's connection between faith and works. And I really wanted to make it clear, right, that the Bible is so clear over and over and over again, that what establishes a relationship with God, that what saves us from our sin is not our work. It's not our work. That there are works involved, that there was a work done that saved you and me. And it was the work of Jesus. And our relationship then with God is made possible by us putting our faith in the work of Christ. And so we do not boast about anything that we have accomplished, not our good deeds, not our good, none of those things, right? The Bible is so clear that your relationship with God, my relationship with God, it comes from our faith and our trust in Jesus and what he has done for you and me. So rather than doing things for God, we get to rest that things have already been done by God for you and me, which is why we put our trust in him. But what that does in you and me is it produces work. Faith always produces action. When you are putting your faith in something or you are believing something, it shows up in what you do next. And, you know, I talked about, you know, this easy analogy, right? If you have faith in a chair, how do we know that? Because you're going to sit in the chair. If you don't trust that chair is going to hold you up, guess what? You're not sitting in it. If you, you know, had faith that, you know, you believe that really somebody was going to break into your house this evening, what would you do? You would do some things to take some precaution around that. You would make sure everything is locked. You would be on high alert, right? You would do things. So faith always produces works. And that's what James is trying to get us to see, is that if we genuinely have faith in Jesus, it will produce good works in and through us. That's why Paul says in Ephesians 2:10, right, that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. And so we are not saved by our good works, but we are saved for and to do good works. And so works flow out of that, which is a great reminder. And that's where I just kind of wrapped it up by saying that our fruit, it really shows our faith. That the fruit of your life, the fruit of my life, what the evidence is pointing to in our lives and how we live and what we think and what we do and all the acts, our lives, the fruit of that is going to reveal and give evidence to what we're ultimately putting our trust and faith in, which is why I just ended yesterday by just inviting us to ponder and reflect upon what fruit is your life producing? What fruit is your life producing? Right? As you look at the evidence in your life, you look at the fruit that's being produced in your life. What is that revealing about what you're trusting in? What your confidence is in? Is it in yourself and what you're able to do and what you can accomplish? Is it your trusting in safety and security and satisfaction and the things of this world in a relationship, in a dollar amount, in where you live, what you can do, and your successes and your accomplishments? Like what is it that you're trusting in for those things? Because the fruit in your life is going to point to that. It's going to show up in your time and where you're spending it, where you're investing it, what you're making a priority. It's going to show up in your talents, like how you're leveraging your life, what you're using it for, what you're using your gifts and investing your gifts in. It's going to show what you're trusting in, and it's going to show up in your treasure and where you're putting your money, what you're investing towards, what you value, because where your treasure is, there your heart is. And so as you look at the fruit of your life, does it look more of like the fruits of the flesh, the fruits that we're gratifying our desires through the things of this world? Or do you look at fruit and you see, man, I'm seeing the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Am I seeing this fruit being produced in my life? Because God's Spirit is producing that in my life, because my faith is in Christ. And so I just want to take a moment and just pray for us. Pray that God would help us to see the fruit that is being produced in us and to be able to say, God, is your Spirit producing that in and through me? Or God, am I trusting in something else? Am I putting my faith in something else? And God, help me to confess that in the times when I'm trusting not in you, but rather I'm putting my faith in something else. Because God, ultimately, I want my fruit, the fruit of my life, to last. And so let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much, God, for who you are. Thank you for sending Jesus, God, to do a work that we cannot do. But God, thank you for his work on our behalf, that he did it to save us, and that we can trust in him. We can put our faith in him, and that, God, our faith in Jesus begins to produce a life lived for Jesus and with Jesus. God, doing what you called us to do, because we want a living faith, a faith that is producing wonderful good works, God, that there's evidence, God, to point to this transformation, that we can look back at who we were. We can look at ourselves right now and say, God, we are not the same person because Jesus has changed us. And God, if we have confidence that we are not who we were, then God, we know that we are not yet who we are going to be because of your Spirit working in and through us, helping us to be like you. But God, if we look back and we say, I'm not all that different, or I'm not seeing change happening, then Lord, maybe that's a moment for us to say, what are we putting our faith in? And this is a great opportunity, God, that we can confess that and say, Lord, I want to put my faith and trust in Jesus and allow him to be changing me and transforming me. And so God, thank you for doing a work in and through us, God, both for your glory, your good, but God, also for our own maturity. And so God, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And would you take a moment? Would you pray?